You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Kristen Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you're listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
This is All Action Sports Radio. My name is Wes. I'm your host. Thank you for being a part of our show this week. We have another action-packed show here at All Action Sports Radio. I mean, the hits keep on coming, as they say here at All Action Sports Radio. But first off, I want to thank you for listening on your iPad, iPhone, I always say that, I, because there's some... Why did we call it anything? You know, Apple got a lock on I, you know, that's I this, I that. Everybody wants to be I. I think we should start a movement called A. A this, A that. Or is that just normal? Is that normal to call things A this and A that? Or I this and I that? They're not answering me. I'm talking to myself, world. I want to thank Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL 1330, for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. We have, as I said, a big show for you today. Jason Barsha, motocross pro. He's having an epic summer. He's going to come up later in our show. And, of course, as always, motocross Jason Wyngat. He's going to be with us, Racer X online editor. And Malia Manuel, coming off a stunning win at the Supergirl Pro last week. She'll be with us here at All Action Sports Radio. And I am pleased to announce that we will have Ramona Brulin, host of the X Games. I mean, she's been on an epic journey from Falls Day. I can't never pronounce that. Falls Day something. Iguazu. Thank you. And Munich, Barcelona, L.A. She's gone traveling more places in, what, 8 months than most people do in their entire lives. So we're going to talk to Ramona Brulin coming up a little bit later here at All Action Sports Radio. And every once in a while, we get a lot of emails here. You know, of course, you would at a radio show. And we also get a lot of like Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But this one, I got to read for you folks. I got to read to all our listeners out there in All Action Sports Radio. And I'm not going to say the guy's last name because I don't want him to get beat up. All right, here we go. Hey, All Action Sports Radio. And that would be us. I know you cover action sports. We are Action Sports Radio. Have you thought about covering scooters? We are ripping it up and doing awesome tricks, sometimes bigger than skateboarding. This is where you plug in, ha-ha. The sport is growing and is now in the X Games and the Olympics. Matt, the only reason I'm not seeing your last name or where you're from, dude, that is ridiculous. I can't even believe you sent that email. I appreciate you going out and doing your thing on a scooter, but it is not an action sport. All right, song of the week, Shaggy featuring Barris Hammond, Fight This Feeling here at All Action Sports Radio. And I said before, this is a big, big show. Justin Barsha, motocross, Ramona Brulin, host of the X Games. This is where you ask her, Sal who? You get it? Sal who? Sal used to do the X Games. All right. Now, we also have Malia Manuel coming off her stunning win at the Supergirl Pro. She'll be coming up on our show a little bit later. We want you to listen here at All Action Sports Radio. You can subscribe for free on iTunes and never miss an episode. We're also on audioboo.com. Go to our website. Go to Facebook. Look at All Action Sports Radio. We're on so many platforms. There's no reason why you can't be a part of our show each and every day here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. I want to thank you for making us part of your life. iPad, iPhone, I this, I that. However you listen to All Action Sports Radio, thank you. And we want to thank WKCE 1120 AM out of Knoxville, Tennessee for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. We're slipping into our moto segment. And after that, we will have Justin Barsha. He is just storming right now in the outdoors. And he'll be on later on after Jason Wyngat from Racer X Online. Jason is on the line. He's headed to New Jersey, I believe. But he's taking time off to be with us here at All Action Sports Radio. Jason, how you doing, my man?
Yeah, it's a long slog. Eventually, I'll be in New York State where we're racing on Saturday.
All right. He is the editor for RacerX Online. He also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil AMA Motocross and the GNCC Series. And he brings us all the good news in motocross. Now, let's get to some... Jason, we've been out broadcasting live for the U.S. Open of Surf, the X Games, and I haven't been able to catch up with you for a couple of weeks. And I've been dying to catch up with you, and... I don't want to revisit that whole laser in the eye thing that kind of blew up and the $10,000 fine. You know, that's a little been there, done that. But I just want to go back last week to James Stewart's epic win. Did anybody see that coming? Was that a surprise?
It seemed like a surprise at the time. And then you actually look at the last couple of weeks and realize he had been getting closer. I think he'd had 2 seconds and a third, or 2 seconds and two-thirds in the previous four motos. So when you think about it, he was really the next guy behind the Ryans, and they both had a bad race. So who else to win it? So I think people were pumped, too, to see Stewart. It's been a long time since he won a race.
You know, well, the hometown favorite, Ryan Dungey, you know, everyone thought it was his to win, and he came up short. How disappointing was that for Ryan Dungey?
Well, it's disappointing on two things. I think he had won five in a row there, so you can't get too selfish. Like, eventually you're going to have some bad luck. What hurts is Villopoto had a bad race. That was Dungey's chance to make up a lot of points. He made up some, but he could have made up more. I think that's the part that hurts him, the points thing, not so much as not winning the home race.
Well, I think he, when you look at riders, they want to win in their hometown. You know, it's like Villopoto in Seattle. He wants to win there. You know, they want to be around friends and family, and they want that success. And James Stewart just kind of snuck up and stole that from him.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, Dungey did win the second moto, but Stewart gave him a good run. He even passed him back. People are now trying to figure out, have Stewart and also Trey Kinnard and Barcia, have they made a jump here? Are they closer? Or is it just a one-weekend thing? That we're going to find out on Saturday.
Justin Barcia is coming on our show right after you. And one of the questions I have for him is, man, you're knocking on the door. You know, are you going to break it down this summer? Do you think he will?
I think now everyone's got that little shot of confidence. Stewart was there. Like I said, Kinnard, Barcia led some laps. They've all got a feel coming into this one. Okay, wait. These guys are beatable. They can make mistakes. We can go as fast as them. The door is kind of more open than it probably was a few weeks ago. Plus, this is Barcia's, well, it's his home race. He didn't grow up riding on this track because it's only used once a year. But the dirt, the fans, all that stuff will play in his favor, too.
And why do you think Villopoto did so bad?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, man. It had been a long time since he had just a straight-up horrible race. He had a big crash there in the very first lap of the first moto. I think it hurt him more than he let on. I think he was a little bit jacked up from that all day long.
You know, this may be a routine question and one you've answered a lot, but how much weight or stock or advantage do you put into the whole shot?
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, and it's beyond. It's actually more massive than it really is. I mean, you'll see riders that get a fourth place start every week and just say, "Oh, I just made a good start." For some reason, no rider will ever admit that they weren't going fast enough or they got tired. You can always blame the start. So the start is important, but then somehow it's actually talked about as being even more important than it really is.
I'm going to segue into something real quick about the X Games last weekend. You know, we talked to Chad Reed, you know, the week of the X Games, and he was pretty excited about it. Jason, I want you to speak honestly. Did you laugh when Megan Luttridge crashed on that last lap when she did the premature fist pump?
Yes, I did. Did you realize why? I mean, I don't know what would run through your mind. If you take your hand off the throttle, you're in big trouble. So why she did that, I have no idea. I mean, certainly instinctually she would know not to do that. I guess she was caught up in the moment. Yeah, she probably wishes she could have that moment back because I'm sure she knows better too.
Yeah, I mean, it went viral, and I'm sure it's something she'll have to live with. I mean, it was a godsend for Vicky Godin. It set her up for the gold medal. Do the racers put a lot of stock in the X Games? You know, their races.
No, they don't. On the women's side, I'm sure they do. I think you know, freestyle guys and riders like Vicky Godin on the women's side, that probably is their biggest race of the year. For anyone that's racing the full Supercross and Lucas Oil Motocross campaign, they don't. And I feel kind of bad about it. You know, I talked to Justin Brain about it quite a bit, and he's like, I know that some people are going to say, whatever, the stars weren't there, that wasn't a real racetrack and all that stuff, but, I mean, the bottom line is, a ton of people saw it, he made good money, and a win is a win, man. So, I think the guys that were there were taking it pretty serious, but it is kind of unfortunate. I think a lot of the motocross industry doesn't respect it maybe the way they should.
Do they respect Justin Brayton winning it? Does that add anything to his pedigree? Or for the outdoors and Supercross, it's like whatever?
I think what helps Brayton is that that type of track, that really tight track, is what he grew up on. So I don't think you're going to hear people say, oh, Brayton only won because other guys weren't there. Against anyone, Brayton would have been pretty good on that track. I'm not saying if Villopoto and Dungey raced, he would have beat them. But he's darn good. He's very skilled in those type of conditions. So I think he does get a little respect for that. And it's not just like, he would have got eighth if seven other guys showed up. It's not like that.
All right, Jason, 10 seconds left. Unadilla, who do you got? Who do you got coming up for Unadilla? Who's going to win it? 1, 2, 3.
Let's go James Stewart again. Let's do it.
James Stewart. You're on. The clock is ticking. Una Dilla. Jason Weingant, thank you so much for being a part of our show this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Wes, thanks.
All right, we have Justin Barsha, motocross superstar, coming up next here on All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio, and continuing our moto vein, we're going to get to Justin Barsha, who's just tearing it up on the outdoors. But real quick, Mountain Dew launched these portrait ads. I'm not sure if you guys have seen those. If you want to check them out, you can go to our Facebook page or our website. But they're called portrait ads, and they did it with pro skater Paul Rodriguez and pro snowboarder Danny Davis. And they're called portraits because each ad serves as kind of a glimpse into their mind, their psyche, and what they're all about. And it starts off with a close shot of their face, and it pulls out to these reveals. And they have these different things going on, some psychedelic, some things are cool, they're friends. Like in Paul Rodriguez's, he has Theodis Beasley, he has SB, Nike, and all that kind of stuff. And they're kind of cool. I liked them. But the pro snowboarder, Danny Davis, he nailed his. I mean, Paul Rodriguez is kind of cool. He has like some weird dragon thing behind him. But Danny Davis actually has like a Sasquatch, the abominable snowman, playing the bongos as he pans out. It's pretty wicked. You got to check it out. It's on our Facebook page, like I said. It's the Living Portraits by Mountain Dew. You want to check those out. And I would consider the one with the abominable snowman and Danny Davis absolute classic. And speaking of classics, we have the one and only Justin Barsha on the line. He's taking time out. He has a presser coming up in a little bit, but he's taking a little bit of time out to hang out with us here at All Action Sports Radio. Team Honda Muscle Milks, Justin Barsha. Justin, welcome to All Action Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. You're having a banner year this year. You actually have been killing it in the outdoors. I was talking to Jason Weingant from RacerX Online last week, and we were talking about Ryan Villopoto and James Stewart, and Dungy. But I said, those guys are who they are. But for me, the person who's standing out, this summer, who's killing it, is Justin Barsha, and I still feel that way. Do you feel that way?
In some ways, I feel like I'm having a pretty good year, but I wish I had won some more races and stuff like that, but I kind of look at it as Stewart, Villopoto, Dungy, they've been doing this stuff for a long time, and they've been racing the 450 class for many, many, many years, and all together throughout all those guys, they have won championships. So I don't feel too terribly bad, but definitely want to mix it up with those guys, and we've been doing that this year a little bit, and just trying to get them.
Well, Justin, for our listeners out there, you won 10 titles at the Loretta Lynn AMA Amateur Motocross Championship, so you're doing something right. And for me, when I look at a person like you that is storming the gates, I mean, you come from the 250, you hit the 450, and you're pounding on the door to podium every single time. I have a question I think our listeners would be interested in hearing as well. When did you know? I know, after winning 10 titles, as an amateur, people believe in you. I know when you get the sponsorship, that the company believes in you. I know when you get the bike and it turns for you and it's doing the things that you want, you start believing in the bike. At what point did you start believing in Justin Barsha, that you can take on the Villopotos and the Stewarts, the guys that you looked up to, that you now feel like, hey, I can race with these guys? What was it, a certain win, a certain day, a certain practice? What turned it for you?
I've never really been asked that question. That's a really good question. I think you know, it's tough to point out a certain turning point of that. I think, you know, when I won my, two 250 East Coast Lights Championships, that was like, all right, you know, you're doing something right. And then, you know, battling for the championships in the motocross class and the 250 class. And then, going 450, it was like, you know, I'm not sure where I'm going to be at or, you know, if I'm going to be able to beat these guys or not. And I improved in Supercross my rookie year. I won two races, which was, you know, like, all right, I can beat these guys now. And, it's just, that's kind of when I would say the turning point happened is when I actually did, win a couple 450 races. So definitely this class is so tough and so challenging. And, it's never easy, to say the least.
Now, Justin, you're right. This class is top of the class. Viapolo, Dungy, Stewart, they're it right now. And you're battling with those guys. Even with Supercross, you were right in the mix. Was there any kind of an initiation when you broke into the ranks for 450? Did the guys kind of like how did they treat you when you first broke in?
I think at a few Supercross races, they tried to show me who was boss and. I think you got to earn people's respect, and I think I did that. And, I showed them that I have the speed and, what it takes to, race with those guys. So I think, they respect me as I respect all the racers out there, too. So it's a crazy sport, really. It's not really a team sport. You have teammates, but you're racing against everyone, and it's extremely challenging.
Well, at this at the last event, you got the whole shot. You jumped out there and you battled with your teammate Trey Kennard for the early lead, and James Stewart got the win. What's it like? You just said it's not a team sport, but you just battled with Trey Kennard. Is that kind of an easy relationship, or is it kind of difficult when you guys are going head to head like that?
Well, it's not difficult, really. You just, you forget about everything, and it's just another racer you're racing with. So, that's stuff that doesn't bother me, at least. I go out there and race everyone the same, and, if you got to get aggressive, you got to get aggressive. So, that's the way I look at it.
Well, you're known for your aggressiveness. You don't have the reputation of James Stewart, reputation, go big or crash, but you do have an aggressive reputation, and do you think it's well-deserved?
Yeah, I think so. I grew up racing as a little kid and having fun, and then when I had to show that aggression, it came out, and I think it kind of led on into my pro career, and, and the 450 class is a little bit different, but still the same. You got to have that aggression, and you got to be mean sometimes, so I try to keep that going. It feels good when you can show those guys, you got that aggression.
Absolutely. I think, they're going to challenge you and they're going to push you. And if you push back and you push harder, they're going to back down. And that's how you get your edge, right?
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Now, Justin, this weekend's a tough weekend. How do you feel?
Yeah, this weekend is a very tough weekend. We're racing at one of the best tracks on the circuit, in my opinion, one of my favorite tracks. I grew up here in New York, so I love coming up here racing, see some family and friends, but most of all, a good track, and it'll make for good racing, and I'm definitely going to go out there this weekend and give my all and, try to get a win. I think, I've been needing one of those pretty bad lately, so hopefully we go out there tomorrow and, not tomorrow, Saturday, get those guys, definitely want to get some wins and, battle.
Is there any rider in particular who gives you the most difficult time? Out of the big ones, Villopoto, Dungy, Stewart, Kennard. Which one gives you the most difficult time?
On any given day, you just never know which one's going to give you the hardest time. Usually, it's all four. So, that's definitely a challenge. Not just having one guy giving you a hard time; it's all four, and sometimes even more than that. So, it's definitely definitely a handful racing against these guys.
No, I bet it is. We're coming up against it. I know you got to get out of here to get to your press conference, but when you're on the line, when you guys pull up, and you're ready to go, does anybody get in your head, or you try to get in anybody's head, revving a bike or going through whatever machinations you do to get prepared right before? Do you guys do anything to intimidate each other or look at a rider just to let them know that you're here to run?
Well, it's not really like that, at least that I know of. I usually just go out there and show what I got on the track, and you know, if you got it, you got it, and if you don't, you don't. So that's the way I kind of handle my business out on the track.
Well, Justin, you're handling your business just right, and we wish you all the luck this weekend, and we hope you take it, man.
Oh, thanks so much. You know, I'm going to go out there and give it my all. I love racing up here in New York, so it's going to be a great time this weekend.
All right, great. Well, good luck, and we're rooting for you here at All Action Sports Radio. And again, thank you for taking time out and being with us today, and we'll talk to you next time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on. Talk soon.
All right, Justin. That was Justin Barsha. Battling in the outdoors and trying to take it, this summer. And we wish him all the luck here at All Action Sports Radio. Coming up, we have more. Our Song of the Week, Shaggy, featuring Barris Hammond, Fight This Feeling. And we'll be talking with Ramona Brulin from the ESPN X Games here at All Action Sports Radio on allactionsportsradio.com.
Everybody, here. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get started.
All right, we're coming out of break. This is Wes. I'm your host here at All Action Sports Radio. Coming up a little later in our show, we have our Song of the Week, Shaggy featuring Barris Hammond, and the song's called Fight This Feeling. Now, we're kind of eclectic here and all over the place at All Action Sports Radio. Depending on what the interns and the staff get into, it could be rock, it could be hip-hop, or old school. And I just saw these videos from these two twins playing the harp, Camille and Kennerly. I don't know if you guys have checked that out yet, but they're playing like, traditional rock songs on the harp. They have Highway to Hell by AC/DC, Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, Sweet Child O' Mine, Guns N' Roses, which is a favorite of mine. It's really, really cool, and I want to see if we can make that Song of the Week next week. Camille and Kennerly, they're playing the harp, and you got to check out the videos. We posted one up on our Facebook page, but they're treating their harps like guitars. It's kind of funky. It's kind of cool, but you can check it out. She shocked the world in 2008 when she won the U.S. Open of Surf, and she has not stopped being amazing, having just won the Supergirl Pro last week in Oceanside, California. And All Action Sports Radio has her on today, Malia Manuel from Kauai, Hawaii. Malia, welcome to All Action Sports Radio. My name's Wes, and I am your host today.
Hi, Wes. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And first off, congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was an exciting weekend for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're still on cloud nine. That's an exciting event. I mean, that's probably one of the more cooler events for the girls on the tour, right?
Most definitely. It's one of the largest women's events of the year, and I think it's so great for women surfing. And it's been going on for about 6 years now, and every year it gets bigger and better, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
We had the U.S. Open of Surf down in Huntington Beach. You know, didn't go so well, and you came back with a bang in Oceanside. What was the difference for you between the U.S. Open and the Supergirl Pro?
Yeah, well, coming off the U.S. Open was a tough result for me, and I really just wanted to bounce back and do really well. And I think a lot of contest surfing has to do with luck and preparation, and I felt really good at U.S. Open and had good boards, but just things didn't really align for me at that event, and I just had some really good motivation to bounce back and surf well in the next event.
Was that motivation anger?
A little bit of everything. I know you get really emotional when you know you're surfing well or have good boards and things don't line up for you, and you just have to get in a rhythm. It was a little anger, a little, embarrassment, just wanting to do really well.
Malia, you ride for O'Neill. You're a pro surfer, and you're 19, right?
Correct. I am 19, turning 20 tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Had we known, we would have got you a cake. We're just that way here at All Action Sports Radio. Look, you're beautiful. You're surfing. You're traveling the world. Honestly, it doesn't get any better than this. Give us a little glimpse of what it's like to be Malia.
Connected with the ocean, and it's my passion and also a career, and it's just unbelievable to have those opportunities. O'Neill and I do some fun things. I'm always keeping busy with them, and just keeping very healthy and an active lifestyle as well. You know, you have to be on your top notch to compete at a level of professional surfing.
As in all things, it is a job. And someone once said, if you do something that you love, it's never considered work. But for you, Malia, you needed this win to climb in overall rankings to qualify for next year's ASP World Tour. So this was a big deal for you, right?
Halfway through the year, I've had some up and downs in the beginning of the year and just been a roller coaster. And so this was definitely helpful in my rankings and trying to qualify for next year's tour. Just overall rhythm and having everything come into one event and working out just really helps, and hopefully I can finish off the year strong like this past contest.
Now, Malia, you're considered one of the most gifted aerialists in surfing, man and male or female. How did you get to that level where you're so comfortable doing aerials?
I think, well, growing up on Kauai, I've been surrounded by such awesome surfers like the Irons Brothers and Keala Kenley and Rochelle, and just the people I surround myself with growing up and surfing and just being on a small island and having those motivational people around me has shaped me as a surfer. So I just get my motivation, you know, from all my friends and just being on Kauai.
And in addition to all your duties as a pro surfer and working out and doing the things that you do, you are with O'Neill. And the Spring 2014 O'Neill 365 Hybrid Land to Water Collection is launching this December.
I'm the product tester for 365, and it's been an amazing journey. We've had some awesome product, and I'm looking forward to the launch of O'Neill 365 Activewear. It's something that really suits my lifestyle because I can go from training on the land and straight into surfing with it, you know, in the water. And coming out of the water, it dries quick. And for instance, we have the O'Neill 365 Surf Pants. And so I could go to Bikram yoga in it, I can go running in it, straight to surfing in it, and then it'll dry, you know, within minutes on the land after surfing or in the water or after Bikram. It's, yeah, well, the designs are amazing, and I just had, you know, little twerks here and there, maybe adding, you know, something on the waist or not much. It's so perfect, but I just have, you know, those little athlete tips to help, you know, be the best product out there.
Well, Malia, thank you so much for being a part of All Action Sports Radio. And please thank Annette Romo from O'Neill for helping us set this up. She was so kind, and she expedited the process, which we always love here at radio.
I will. Thanks for having us.
All right. The 2013 Supergirl Pro Champion, Malia Manuel, here on All Action Sports Radio. Good luck in France, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Aloha.
All right, coming up next, we have Ramona Brulin from ESPN X Games here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com.
Out on the west coast of America, a new sound was born, the surfing sound. It was a tremendous rage over there, and it's been quite a big success here too. The boys who invented it are making their first television appearance in Britain on Ready, Steady, Go. Here they are with their big hit number, I Get Around. The Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
I get around,
round, round,
I get around.
I get
around. I get around. I get around.
Listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Kristen Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
Okay, we're back from break here at All Action Sports Radio. We just finished talking to Malia Manuel. Man, what a life. She turns 20 tomorrow, and she has the world at her fingertips. Going to France, Brazil, the U.S. I mean, God, what a life. Good for her. All right, Stella McCartney is in the news, and for all, I guess, I don't know if all the right reasons in action sports, but she teamed up with Adidas, and she has a new Go Surfing line. Now, and when I say Stella McCartney, it's that Stella McCartney, you know, the little Beatle girl, Paul McCartney's daughter. She's a designer, you know, big-time designer. She does supermodels, and she came out with a line of surf and swimwear for Adidas, and she even has a Stella McCartney paddleboard out there, and it has parrots on it, and it's pink. I don't even know where to go with that. So I'm going to slip into our next segment, and I'm very excited because it is Ramona Brulin. Ramona recently signed on to host a new global expansion of X Games on ESPN. She traveled to over 6 events throughout 5 countries, and she did that within, I think, 8-9 months. She's traveled more and done more than most people have done in a lifetime. And I want to say congratulations, Ramona, or should I say Sal Hu? Kid, you nailed it.
Ouch.
You nailed
Thank
it.
Thank you.
You were you. Awesome. I mean, I don't think people even remembered Sal was even there.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's a lot of people out there that love Sal's work. And he's gone on to do fun stuff with the Red Bull series. And, of course, he's going to be working on the Winter Olympics coming up for NBC. So he's got bigger and better things that he's moved on to. But I tell you what, I had an absolute blast. What a year.
You looked and sounded like you had a blast. You looked and sounded like you were having the time of your life, which I imagine, I mean, you did.
I did, literally. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you said it. You know, 6 events in 5 different countries. I was just on this global roller coaster. And then just to see these kids in action sports and what they throw down and just what the global expansion of X Games has been able to bring to not just the viewer but the athletes, it's been just a tremendous ride.
All right, let's take our listeners throughout this. All right, Ramona Bruhlin, you got the call. Somebody called you. Maybe it was Chris Teepak, the vice president. Somebody called you and said, hey, you got the gig. You flipped out. You couldn't sleep all night. And you went to Aspen, Colorado, did the Winter X Games. Then
uh-huh.
you jetted off to Tignes, France, you know,
uh-huh.
to finish that up. And then you went to Foz do
Iguaçu.
See, you got that right, in Brazil.
Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil, uh-huh.
And I bet you practice that in the mirror over and over. Barcelona, Spain, Munich, Germany, and then you wound up in Los Angeles, California. And you wrapped up the 11-year run at Staples Center. Wow. Did you pinch mm-hmm. yourself when it was all over?
I did. You know, it's kind of, you go from this tremendous high, and now you're like, I've got to wait, 5 months until the next X game? So it's kind of like a Debbie Downer now, because it's such a big gap after doing one, like banging them out one at a time each month. So yeah, you know, it's been a great ride and a little bit of downtime now, but really looking forward to Aspen, which is my hometown. So this is where I live. I'm sitting here right now. So looking forward to Aspen 2014 when that kicks off.
A lot of pressure. Now, Ramona, lots more to ask you, even some emails that came in. So we're going to hold you over to break, and you stand by. We'll be right back. Listeners, we'll be right back. Ramona Bruhlin from the ESPN X Games. Stand by. And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can subscribe for free on iTunes. And you can always check us out on our website, allactionsportsradio.com. We are here now with Ramona Bruhlin. She's the host of the ESPN X Games, winter and summer. And she has just come off one of the probably the coolest, I guess, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 city runs anyone has ever had. Now, Ramona, a lot of excitement, a lot of big things happened during the X Games, and I would hate to pin you down to one, but I'm going to do it. What out of all those events, which rider, which stunt, what trick, what moment capsulized all of it for you?
Oh, goodness. I mean, I've just been looking back through the moment because I knew you were calling and you'd ask me that question. And it's impossible to pick just one. I mean, when you look back to Aspen, I mean, that's when Elena Hight did the first ever double backside Elliott rodeo,
yep.
male or female. I mean, that was phenomenal. Of course, Sean White six-peated. He's just phenomenal to watch in the superpipe. But, like, I mean, roll through it. I mean, Barcelona had to be my favorite stop as a destination, a city, a culture, a place mm-hmm. to see and experience. And Barcelona is where we saw Jamie Bestwick get 8 in a row in BMX vert. So that was a phenomenal moment. And in front of that Barcelona skyline, that vert ramp was just amazing. I mean, fresh off of L.A., I will have to say we had some huge moments in Los Angeles just last week. I mean, we saw the debut of Gymkhana Grid, but I think the most exciting was Bob Burnquist dethroned. I mean, he was going for his 6th straight goal in mm-hmm. the Grand Slam for this year, and he takes a huge face slam, fractures his face in 3 places, like breaks his nose. He ends up taking bronze, and Elliot Sloan walks away with the gold. I mean, that was just, I mean, we were waiting for the day when Bob Burnquist would get dethroned, and he's now the most decorated athlete in X Games history. He has, 26?
Yeah, I interviewed him.
26 X Games medals to his name. It's unbelievable. So, I mean, we've just seen history being made over and over and over again, and now with 6 events, it's just, you know, sixfold, the excitement we're seeing. So it's been a crazy ride.
So is between now and winter, are you doing anything else with you know, action sports and ESPN, or is this kind of a downtime?
Yeah, well, you know, we do anthology shows, which are kind of like, you know, Best of X LA. That'll be on ABC in a couple of weeks. And then in about mm-hmm. a month after that, we're going to do like a Best of X 2013. So we're going to show highlights from all 6 events, and that comes out in, I think, end of September. And so there's little bits and pieces that we do. I still do, throughout the year, I've been doing a weekly podcast, which is like a half-hour show. You can just listen in while you're, you know, working out or in the car. We're going to go down to once a month, so I'll still be doing that each month, keeping everyone up to date with what the athletes are doing and you know, and other competitions that are going on. But, you know, this is an Olympic season, so coming into winter, gosh, it's scary to be talking about winter right now.
I know.
It's still summer.
I said that last week.
It's an Olympic qualifier year, so, you know, the season starts in a few weeks down in the Southern Hemisphere in New Zealand, so and we've got the Olympics coming up, the Winter Olympics, so there's going to be a lot of action and excitement with Mark McMorris and Sean Light, who's just been, well, he says he's been in training for the, he wants double gold so bad.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
Style and half pipe, but, you know, Mark McMorris has been dominating the slope style in men's snowboard, so it's just so exciting. I can't wait for this winter.
Well, you sound excited. I'm happy for you. Hey, Ramona, I remember once when I you know, I did some. I was on air before, just so everyone knows. I have a face for TV, not just radio. And I did something, no biggie, but I was out at Universal Studios, and I'd been on TV for a little bit, and this guy comes up to me and asked me my name, and then a crowd gathered around me, and it got really weird. You know, with people looking at you with that, are you famous look. You know, you got a lot of TV time, huge TV time. What was it like the first time you stepped out in a crowd and people were like, hey, that's Ramona Brulin?
You know? Well, you know, that does happen, and it's great. It's fun. You know, it's a good tickle of your ego when people recognize you. But it's like when Tony Hawk comes on set and I interview him, he has security guards to help him get through the crowds to leave the set because he gets mobbed.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know, a lot of the athletes are so just adored by the fans. I mean, yeah, I'm on TV, but these athletes are the superstars. So, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out in the shadows and doing my thing. But I will say that the week before X Games LA, I went to the ESPYs and had the absolute pleasure of walking the red carpet, first time ever.
Oh, good.
Carpet. You know, I had the paparazzi snapping photos and all that. So that was a total trip as well. I'd never been to the ESPYs before.
Oh man, your parents must be so proud.
No,
no, I mean it. I'm not being facetious. I think your parents. I think it's gratifying to see you have this much success, and we're happy for you, Ramona. And we look forward to talking to you further as we get closer to the Winter X Games. And as you mentioned, the Olympics qualifier. It's a big deal, and we hope that we're part of it just as much as you're part of it. So we'll talk to you soon, and to all our friends out there in all Action Sports Radio land. This is Ramona Brulin from ESPN. The host of the X Games, Winter and Summer. Thank you for being a part of our show this week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right, coming up, we have our Song of the Week and more and more and more here at All Action Sports Radio. This is All Action Sports Radio, Song of the Week. Shaggy featuring Barris Hammond. Song is Fight This Feeling.
The way you make me feel from deep down in my soul, I'm losing all control. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. Sweet's all right. Champagne and candlelight. The way you hold me tight. Girl, I can't fight this feeling. Oh, no.
Woman, you're nice. Smile upon your face is like your eyes upon the night. Girl, me can't wait to give you everything you like. Hope you're from the day your Christmas sight. I guarantee that you'll be satisfied. Don't be afraid to break the rules.
And that is our show this week here at All Action Sports Radio. If you'd like to email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And for the extended interviews, check out our podcast at allactionsportsradio.com. I want to thank our guest today, pro motocross rider Justin Barsha, having an epic summer. Jason Weingand from RacerX Online. And Malia Manuel coming off her stunning win at the Supergirl Pro. And, of course, I want to thank Ramona Brulin, host of the X Games, for being on our show this week. Thank you so much. I want to thank our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Scooter, intern Jeff. You're doing great, man. And, of course, inspiration. We will see you at the beach. Go have a killer week now.